The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
It looks almost certain there will be a cabinet reshuffle in December, and one of those who could be in the firing line is Health Minister Stephen Donnelly. So, our chief reporter Barry White is with me. You have spoken to Minister Donnelly, and he very much wants to continue in his role.
Hey Pat, good morning. Yeah, the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly told me he wants to continue the work he's doing in the Department of Health. Now, what we know is that it's very likely there will be a cabinet reshuffle in December, like you said. And when Leo Varadkar was appointing his ministers at the start of the government's term, he had a simple message for them. Everyone knows there's going to be a reshuffle in December 2022, and they could be confident in their positions until then, but no promises were made or implied about reappointment beyond that point. While the current Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has said that he will not be afraid to axe Fianna Fáil ministers in December, and some of the Fianna Fáil TDs, Pat, I've been speaking to privately, have told me they believe Minister Donnelly should go. And I asked the current Health Minister about a possible cabinet reshuffle and whether he thinks he's doing a good job.
What I'm doing right now is I'm focusing on the job at hand. It would be no secret. I was the greatest professional honour of my life to be appointed as Health Minister. And of course, I think there's really important work to be done. We are building momentum. We've been dealing with COVID. We've also been building up this sort of capacity, building up the acute capacity in the meantime. So of course, I would love to continue with that, continue, get these waiting lists down, get these doctors, nurses and therapists hired, make sure children get access. But as to what happens, that is way above my pay grade.
Do you think you're doing a good job?
I think the healthcare system is doing a good job. I think our doctors, our nurses, our therapists, the people working in the HSC have done an incredible job. Like, when I talk to healthcare, when I talk to health ministers around the world, when I talk to the WHO, what they're asking me and what other countries are saying is, you know, they're looking to Ireland on COVID and saying you had one of the best vaccine rollouts anywhere in the world. You've one of the lowest COVID mortality rates anywhere in the world. The Lancet article suggests our excess mortality rate is 1/10 of what it is in the UK. The credit to that goes to the incredible people working on our healthcare system, but also everybody here. Because what did we do? We worked together, we minded each other, we took care of each other.
So do you think you're doing a good job?
I don't want to talk about myself, but I do think that the people working in the system, in every part of the healthcare system at the moment, I think they are heroes and I think they're doing an incredible job. And all I can say is it's a great honour to be part of a team looking to try and make things better.
Would you give yourself a mark out of 10?
No.
So Minister Donnelly wouldn't give you an answer, marks out of 10, but he did say he wants to remain in the job. You also have been speaking to people working in the health service. What do they have to say about the current state of the health service? Do they think that Minister Donnelly is doing a good job?
Unfortunately for Minister Donnelly, no, I couldn't find any healthcare workers who were saying he's doing a good job. And so much so that a lot of the nurses and midwives and other healthcare assistants I spoke to said they didn't want to go on tape because they told me they would end up swearing. But yeah, I've been speaking to lots of healthcare workers around, in a number of different hospitals around the country. As we know, nurses and healthcare assistants, amongst others, are under a lot of pressure at the minute. Some of the nurses I spoke to told me they feel underappreciated and underpaid. And yeah, they said they're under a lot of stress. And just yesterday, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation released figures showing that there's been more than 7,000 assaults on hospital staff. And as for Stephen Donnelly, well, none of the healthcare workers, like I say, I spoke to had anything good to say about him. Now, has there ever been a popular healthcare or health minister in this country? That's one thing to say, because as the story goes, former Taoiseach Brian Cowan once famously described the Department of Health as Angola due to the number of unexploded political landmines that lay in wait under the surface. And I put this to the healthcare workers I spoke to, that the health minister doesn't have an easy job. And I've been speaking to a nurse who works in Drogheda and a healthcare assistant who works at a Dublin hospital, and here's what they told me.
I think everyone's kind of noticed the impact of the cost of living. You definitely notice it more at the end of each paycheck when you're like 2 or 3 days in payday. Definitely commuting to work has been probably the hardest impact with the rise in fuel costs. I drive from Navan to Drogheda every day. Sure, the Minister for Health understands the impacts of the inflation costs, but I doubt he or any other minister fully understands or realises the impact that it has on people's ability to live. Personally, I don't have much of a personal opinion about the Minister for Health. I'd say he's done as much of a job as any Minister for Health we have had in previous years. Nobody's going to say it's an easy job to do. And I don't know if a reshuffle would make things any better. At least when somebody's in the job, they have more of a chance to do things. If we reshuffle, we're going to get a new minister in that's going to have their own ideas and going to start from scratch with what they're planning on doing. So I don't think it's going to make much of a difference regardless of new or old Minister for Health.
It does be very, very bad. We get verbally abused. The patients are very aggressive, confused. Don't mind that, but the ordinary Joe soap just always comes across very demanding, want this, and they don't come across looking for the medication or that, and we get the brunt of most of it.
What's the worst you've ever experienced?
Kicks and punches, spitter, threatened. I'll wait for you outside when you're after your shift. I know where you live, I know your name because your ID badge and stuff like that, you know.
Do you ever think sometimes, is this worth it?
Sometimes you go home and you just say to yourself, no money in the world is worth this. Like, then pay is not even great at the moment, you know. So sometimes it's just a lot of people have left and can't cope, you know. And it's just a lot of pressure on them to try and do their job as well, and they can't.
What do you make of the current state of our health service? You know, waiting lists are longer than they've ever been, crowded emergency departments, and then I suppose sometimes that frustration boils over and you get the abuse. But like, what do you think of our health minister? Is he doing a good job?
No, not at the moment. There's not enough staff. They can't keep their nurses, they can't keep their healthcare assistants in a job. They're not paying them enough. They're long hours, everyone's tired, patients are in pain, they're not getting to see into quick enough. And I can't blame them, you know, for lashing out with frustration.
What do you think of our health minister, Stephen Donnelly? Does he get the pressures the staff are under?
I don't think so. He has to be here for a shift to understand what actually goes on and see that ED and the general wards, what we have to put up with, you know?
So spend a day in our shoes, that's the message. What about his own constituents? What do they think of him?
Yeah, Pat, so I've been to Bray in his constituency. Stephen Donnelly has been a TD there since 2011. So is he as popular as he once was in his home constituency? And do people think he's doing a good job as health minister? Here's some of the reaction I got in Bray.
No, I don't think he is. He is good, but he's not as good as Simon Harris was in the health.
He could be replaced in December if there's a cabinet reshuffle. Do you think he should stay on or should he be replaced?
I think he should stay on a while. I do. And maybe get some things done. But I would like to see if Simon Harris could get that position back.
You'd like to see Simon Harris back?
In the health, I think so. I think we'd get a lot more done and quicker.
If you could give the health minister now, Stephen Donnelly, and Mark out of 10 on the job he's done, what would you give him?
I'd give him about 6.
I think among the hierarchy, they're not that much behind him for any particular reason, do you understand?
Do you think that's made his job as health minister tougher?
I'd say it probably has. I think he's a decent kind of a person.
How do you think he's done as health minister? A lot of people would say it's an impossible job.
Absolutely, absolutely. He's done as well as he could.
Would you give him a mark out of 10? What would you give him?
I'd give him 8.
We were the best with the COVID results. So, like, I mean, that says it all. He was involved in that. So there's nothing negative that went on in his reign, and I hope he still reigns.
And do you think he should remain as health minister if there is a cabinet reshuffle?
100%.
What would you give him out of 10?
Oh, I'd give him 8.5, 9.
And my impression is that he's not as popular as he was before he got into office and before he joined Fianna Fáil. He ran a great story and told of all the wonderful things that he was going to do. And then when he gets into office, it's produce reports, wait for somebody else to come up with something, and then the story is we're looking at things, we'll deal with this. But it's very, very hard to see things getting done. You know, all you have to do is look at the waiting lists, people spending 24 hours trying to get seen. And now part of that is staffing issue in the health service, part of that is COVID, part of that is the difficult conditions under which health staff are working. So in my opinion, he hasn't risen to the challenge.
Obviously it's a tough job as health minister. How do you think he's done in the last, I think he's in the job 7 months now?
I don't think he's done particularly well. He comes across, you know, as fluffy. That's the best word I can call him. He comes across as fluffy.
Would you give him a mark out of 10?
10, 4.
Only 4 out of 10. Mixed views there. Who could replace him, though, if he were to be replaced, Barry?
Well, Pat, the Department of Health may be seen as a poison chalice, as we've mentioned. It's a ministry that has ended the political careers of many over the years. But one name kept being mentioned when I spoke to Fianna Fáil TDs privately, and that was Mayo TD Dara Cleary. Micheál Martin has previously indicated that there are roads back to Cabinet for two former Agriculture Ministers, Dara Cleary and Barry Cowan. But with just 5 senior ministries to appoint alongside himself, Micheál Martin knows his options will be limited. However, like I say, there does seem to be some rumours that Dara Cleary could be the man that goes into health. Now, one person who has seen many health ministers come and go over the years is spokesperson for the Irish Patients Association, Stephen McMahon. And he says whether it's Stephen Donnelly or someone else, things have to start improving in our health service.
Well, clearly the Minister Donnelly came into the brief with a very strong CV, being a graduate engineer, having attended the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and a Harvard graduate in public administration. So certainly, you know, there's credentials there to really kind of get things moving in the health system. Minister Donnelly has obviously come into the health system during the time of COVID and the cyber attack, both of which have had their impact, but not to the degree that it's constantly being used as an excuse or a whipping boy for all the problems that have our healthcare system. There was huge problems the day before COVID.
You mentioned yourself there, Stephen, that you've seen 13 health ministers come and go, billions spent on the health service when you've been in your position in the Irish Patients Association. Would you rather see Stephen Donnelly stay on as health minister? Because does all this chopping and changing in that position help anyone?
That's a good question. You know, there's been a lot of nasty things said about the minister, which has not been helpful. You know, Brian Cowan once commented on working in the health system is like Angola. And really, you know, that has to be dealt with, and dealt with firmly by good, strong leadership. Now, to take out the minister simply because of a political purpose as opposed to what needs to be done, and in the crisis that we're in at the moment, one would have to just question that judgment in the interests of patients' interests.
Do you have any hope that no matter who's in the position as health minister come December and going into next year, do you have any hope of improvements?
I'll be very honest with you. Whoever takes over is going to have the same problems of overcrowding in the ED departments, the staff shortages. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. So there's a big decision there. What happens there for the future? Minister Donnelly has said, no, I want to stay on here. But there has to be a change of thinking to ensure that there is a dent in the waiting list and that there is a reduction in emergency department overcrowding.
That's Stephen McMahon of the Irish Patients Association ending that report from Barry White.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.